Vayter in Shas. We are in Chulin, Daf Ayin Dalet. Pick up the top of the page, top line, end of the line. Okay, so says the Gemara, Yosef Rav, Yosef Kamed Rav, Huna, Yosef Kamar, Amar Vidam Rav. Achul Lazeh Loko. Loko. Loke. If someone ate this Avram Meduldal, his dangling limb, then he gets Malkus. It's over the rice. It's Avram Menachai. Then he gets Malkus. Amar Ahumerba, Lotit Haisule. Don't listen to him. Hachi Amar Yitchak or Shmuel or Marta, Mishmei the Rav. Achul Lazeh in a look. If you eat it, you don't get Malkus. It's just a Rabbana. It's not a Doraisa. And therefore, there's no Malkus involved. This is the mitzvah's proof. Shvalmo, it's just like step away from it. Amar le Ravuna anan aman yisbal chushu relayin hadrinu Rav Yosef Hape. Rav Yosef turned his face away. He was quite upset. Rashi says because, but in anger. Amar le said to him, "My kusha, what's your question? Like, what's the problem here?" Ki amriano, when I said according to Rav, one who eats it is going to get malchus, but misa da osa nipa, I said in reference to the limb of an animal that went through a normal death, which is going to now cause it to be that is detached. And ki amar iu, and when the other one says that according to Rav, one he says does not get malchus, but shchita deino sanipol. He said in reference to the limb of an animal that died through shchita, which doesn't affect detachment of the limb. Therefore, Rav really agrees totally with Yochanan, who says that what who's saying this very same dinam above. Amar Rava, minam el sadeh amar Rabbanan. Where do we know this idea of the Rabbanan saying, Misa osinipo shchitaino osinipo, that the animal's regular death is going to cause detachment of the dangling limb, but shchita does not? Tachsev, because the Pasuk says, V'chol asher yipol alav mehem b'mosam yitamav. It says that anything upon which part of them will fall when they are dead shall be tame. Literally, the Pasuk is talking about a dead sheretz, one of the creeping creatures brought. In the psukim, which the Torah says are tame, the Gemara is going to explain it's talking about a kosher animal that actually died. Lmute mai. What is the pasuk that says when they are dead coming to exclude ilim lmute b'chayim? If you want to say it's excluding the case where they fall in something when they're alive, meaning that when they're alive they're not going to be tame something they fall on. Then I'll tell you back that min nivla sam nafka. This is learned now from another pasuk, which says if part of their carcass falls on it, it's tameh. Halishma mina, what do we learn from the fact that it says when they are dead, misa osenipo vin shchita osenipo, that is that regular death affects detachment for a aver meduldal from his dangling limb, but shchita does not affect it for this limb. In fact, the Gemara, Amar Leir of Adabar Avila Rav of Ahak Karab is Shratzim Ksiv, but this pasuk is written about Shratzim, which don't fall into the category of Shchita. How could you explain it? It's a Shchun Shchita that's a Shchita from affecting detachment. Amar Leir, he said to Rav Adabar Ava, Im Eino Inyan L'Shratzim, if this phrase is, you know, when they're dead, excluding shchita is affecting detachment, doesn't apply to shvatim. The lab b'nei shchita, because not considered b'nei shchita, tenei inyan lebehema, then let it apply to an animal that is connected, then put on to the inyan of behema that is subject to shchita. Affecting more of a katimi baile, but we still need when they are dead to teach us that shvatim only transmit tuma kein misa when they're similar to that of the time of death, meaning lachem mitame, when they're moist they transmit tuma, yavesh mei mitame, but when they're yavesh, when they're dry, they're not mitame. Since it's needed to teach this din about the concept of shvatim itself, you can't go and use it for another din. Trei kamos b'mosam ksivi, as the word mosam written two times, do times, and therefore we can learn out two things. Amar Rav Chista, machlokas be'ever du'ubar chai. The machlokas was said in reference to the ever limb of a live fetus. Only when it's alive, the chum say that the stinger limb is going to be metaher through the mother's shchita. Aval be'ever du'ubar meis, difficult shchitos. In Nepal, everyone agrees that the shchita is going to detach it, and it's not going to be metaher, it's from the tumas and the vela. Rabba Amar, Rabba says, "Kimachlokas bezeh." Just like Ramir and the Chum of Machlokas, when it comes to the limb of a live fetus, Kachach Machlokas says, so they have the Machlokas about the limb of a dead one. The Chacham said, even when the fetus is dead, then the mother's shechita is going to mitaher the limb that's sticking out of it. Said the Mishnah, Ben Shmona Chai, in reference to an 8-month-old fetus is born alive, even though a kosher animal, the din is that the shechita does not mitaher the tumah of the vela, since it's not found among its kind anything that's fit for shechita. V'atanya, but we're looking at a braisa, Ben Shmona Chai Yochiach, with an 8-month fetus that's born alive is going to show, it's going to prove that even creatures whose kind is fit for shechita are not tahor through shechita of the tumah of nevela. Sha'afa pishyesh b'mina shechita, for even though there are creatures among its kind that are fit for shechita, ein shechita simitayr, so the shechita will not mitayr of the tumah. So what would you say then? That even though a trefa is of a kind that is fit for shechita, if shechita should not mitayr the tumah of nevela. And with this, the Bryce is knocking out the Mishnah Shtickle here that it said a treifa is going to be pure through the shechita because of the animal of its kind, or fit for shechita. We see that where our Mishnah considers an 8-month fetus to be a kind that is entirely unfit for shechita, the Bryce considers that to be the kind that is fit for shechita. What is the point of Machlokas in the Mishnah and the Bryce? What's the kudus of Machlokas? Amar Rav Kahana, Yesh Bemino Shechita Agav Imo. The Tana of the Braisa means that there is, you find among the kind of an 8-month fetus, one that's fit for Shechita, Agav Imo, through its mother. Meaning if the mother of an 8-month fetus is shechted while it's still in the womb, the fetus is mutter to be eaten because of the Shechita. The Braisa therefore considers even an 8-month fetus that left the womb as one whose kind is fit for Shechita. Therefore, he brings this case as a raya that a creature whose mino is ra'oi for shechita can't itself be mitayer of tumah through shechita if it's not ra'oi to be, if it's not able to be eaten. And therefore, he knocks out this shtickle that a trefa is going to become pure through shechita. Tanah didan mina de'imei lo parech, but the Tanah of our Mishnah doesn't consider this argument that an 8-month fetus is another of its kind that is fit for shechita through its mother. It doesn't consider it a valid pircha, like it knocking it off. So therefore, he says, since no 8-month fetus is ever subject to shechita by itself, it's considered a kind of which none are subject to shechita. Therefore, it comes out that a trefa can be purified through shechita. For others of its kind are subject to shechita, but an 8-month fetus cannot be purified through shechita because none of its kind are subject to shechita. Says Gemara, "Lahai Tana de Kaparich." According to Tana Braisa, does say he thinks it's a good pircha, and therefore rejects this logical mashmos of the din that a trefa can be purified through shechita. Trefa de shechitasa retaras aminale. Where does he learn that, that a trefa can be purified of tuma through its shechita? And for the Gemara, Nafka Lemidur of Yehuda Amarav, Damar of Yehuda Amarav, Famar Lava Basisa Tana Amar Krav, Chi Yemosimin of Ehema. Pasuk says, if one among the animals that you can eat will die, one who touches its body will become tame. When it says one amongst the animals, it's mashma, mixas behema and mitama. Some animals are able to transmit tuma when they die. Mixas behema and mitama. Some don't. Vezazo, what's one that's not going to transmit tumah? It's a trefa shachat that's talking about sheshachta. It's a trefa that's been shechted. So the pasuk is teaching that by shechting it, one takes it out of the, it removes it from acquiring tumah of nevela. By Rav Hoshaya, Rav Hoshaya comes and he asks, Hoshit is yadu l'me'e behema. Someone was holding a knife. He sticks his hand into the womb of a pregnant animal. V'shachat ben tishachai. And he shechs a live 9-month fetus. Right? It's inside. And the fetus was then removed from the womb while its mother was alive. Wow, what's it then? Is it mutter to be eaten because of the fact of, you know, shechted? Or not? Because it's not in the womb. Tipoy the Rebbe Meir, Tipoy the Rebbe Meir. It's a kashan Rebbe Meir and the Rebbe Meir. It's a kashan Rebbe Meir who says that the Mishnah below, that if the mother is shechted while the ben pakua is in the womb and then removed from the womb, it needs its own shechita in order to become mutter. That's the way the Rebbe Meir held. The Rebbe Meir says it doesn't need its own shechita afterwards. that it's shechit of the mother is fine. Tibay l'Rabbi Meir, it can be asked according to Rabbi Meir like this. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Meir ben pakua ton shechita. Do we say that, so far Rabbi Meir didn't say that a ben pakua needs shechita. Hani mili heichid yasal of your olam, except for when it came into the open air of the world. And it's its own entity. But while it's in its mother's womb, its own shechita is not going to help it, because it didn't get to the stage where it's roi shechita. Odilma filo rabbanon. Filo rabbanon. Maybe we can say that even according to rabbanon, a shechita, early shechita, is going to work, because arba simanim achsher bei rachmana. The Torah valued four pipes for the shechita of ben pakua, and maybe a ben pakua can be considered mutter while it's in the womb as the shechit of the mother's pipes, or through its own. So even the Chachamim would consider Ben Pekua mutter on the basis of its own shechita, and certainly according to Meir, it says that the Ben Pekua is not mutter through the mother's shechita, the prenatal shechita would work, since the Torah says allows only its own for shechita. Amar v'chananya, v'chananya says, Toshma, let's take a look, I'll figure this out. Hareish Nolda Trefa Minabetan. Let's talk about the case of an animal that was born Trefa from the womb. It never had a moment of it was never fit to be mutter through shechita. The Mishnah says that when an animal is born with a Trefa defect, then it's considered as not having a moment to finish the shechita. This includes an animal that developed a Trefa defect during its final hour in the womb, since ultimately this animal was born as a Trefa. Vim Isa, and if it's true that a fetus can be shechted and, you know, a good one. So we find that even the animal born with a trefa issue had a moment of fitness for being rendered mutter through shechita. Because if it would have wanted, he could have stuck his hand into the womb and shechted the fetus before he became a trefa. The fact that it is straight up, with no, you know, straight across the board, that an animal born with a trefa defect never had a moment of shechita, it must be that this prenatal shechita is not an option. Amar lo Rav Rava, Rava says back, what are you talking about? You can't sound a pircha. Tani shenotzer trefa min abetan. Just see somebody just saying, consider the case of an animal that was formed as a trefa from the womb. Right? I mean, this trefa thing was inherent from the moment that it was a tiny little blastocyte. Mishkachas lav, bailas chamesh raglayim. We can find this in the case where it was, say, five-legged. Right? That we said that's called a trefa. So the Mishnah means only that a fetus that was a trefa from the moment of its creation is one that was never fit for shechita. But in the case where a fetus was formed normally and developed a trefa before its birth, maybe the din would be that if it had a moment of fitness for one shechted before it developed the effect, it may have been actually permissible. All right, we don't give a real answer over there. We kind of leave it. Fine. Says the next Hilga Mishnah. Shochet is a behemoth. Someone goes, who shechs an animal. Of Umatzaba ben Shmona Chai Omeis. And he finds an 8-month fetus. It's either dead or alive. In this case, alive or dead. Or ben Tisha Meis. Or it's a 9-monther that was actually dead. Koro, he could tear up the fetus and eat it. Without doing the shechita, just take it and eat it. Go for it. Rashi says shechita. It doesn't need shechita. Mother Meir Behu the Israbu Mikol Behemah. Meir agrees it's included with the words Bechom Behemah Tochlu. The Lav Chadashim Ika VeLav Avira Ika Hilkach Lav Behemah. It's not considered even like it's a animal. Umotzi is damo, but he has to take out the dam. You gotta take out the blood. Blood is also like any animal. Matzah ben Tisha Chai, we found the live 9-month fetus in the womb of the shechted animal. Ton shechita, it needs shechita in order to be mutter to be eaten. V'chayiv osav es beno, it's also over, falls in the category of osav es beno. They now to shech the animal and its offspring on the same day. Meir says that since the live 9-month fetus needs shechita by itself, one can't shech it on the same day he shechs the mother. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Chamomrim shechitas imo mataras. So the shechita of the mother already retires it to be eaten. Beep, turn the page. Ayin Dalit Amud Beis. Rabbi Shimon Shizriyal, Meir Afil ben Chamei Shanim v'Choresh Basada, even if this fetus that was found alive in the womb grew to be 5 years old, plowing the field, Shechita Simo Mitaraso, the mother Shechita, was Mitarit, that it could be killed and eaten without any Shechita. Mishnah ends up by saying, "Kara umasa bat ben tisha chayiv." Instead of shechting the mother, when it ripped open the and found the live month on fetus, tone shchita and nishchita in order to be eaten. Vishal nishchita ima, because the mother wasn't shechted. Therefore, now it needs to be shechted. Zok the Hilchah Gemara, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shaya, lo hilchu bo ele al iske shchita bilvad. This idea that a full-fledged nine-month-old baby animal doesn't need shchita, this is talking about lo hilchu bo the lekula ele al iske shchita bilvad. Rashi says b'shliel zel hakel. According to other in other areas, it's considered a straight up animal. It's coming to exclude the chelav and the gerenush of the nine month old fetus to tell you that those things are still going to be us. I don't think that you can eat them. Ashes of Kivan. The Masu Chai Chadashim Avira Garmul Aser Lesser Chelbo Vigido. Since the fetus was found in the womb alive, its survival to the full term of pregnancy, and then came out into the world, caused the chelav and gerush to be aser, like the chelav and gerush of regular animals. Chelbo demai, what chelav are we talking about? Ilei mechelbo deshlev, we're talking about the chelav of the fetus that was found alive in the womb. How could he say that the chachamim would how could Rav Hoshaya have said that the chachamim's opinion doesn't apply here? Mifak pligi, they're actually arguing as to whether it's mutter or not. The time to the brisa, gerenasha noheg b'shlil. The iser of gerenasha applies to a fetus that's pulled out of the mother's womb after the shchita. V'chel bo aser, therefore, the fetus is chelav is aser. Tiv Rabbi Meir, Yehuda Omer, eino noheg b'shlil. The iser of gerenasha does not apply to the fetus. V'chel b'mutter, chelav is mutter. V'amar b'lazer rabu shaya, machlokas b'ben tisha chai. The machlokas is talking about a gerenasha and chelav of the 9 month fetus. It's found alive in the womb. V'halach Rabbi Meir, the shitas Rabbi Meir, goes according to his own reasoning that it needs its own shchita. Rabbi Yehuda, shitas Rabbi Yehuda, goes to his own reasoning that it doesn't need to bring a shchita. Rabbi Meir said that the fetus needs shchita. He says that it's as the yisurim of Yeranasha and Chelev and Yehuda, who's on Team Chachamim, said that it doesn't need shchita. He also says it's excluded from the Yisr of Gerenash and Chelev. So Rabbi Shaya could not have meant that the Chachamim agree that the Chelev and Gerenash of the 9 month fetus are going to be Yasser. Ela Chelbo the Gid, you must be talking, Rabbi Shaya is talking about the fat of the Gid Hanasha, and to tell us that all Tanaim agree that this fat is going to be Mutter. Miflag Pligi at the time are actually arguing about the fat of the Gid Hanasha. The time of the Tanabrisa, Gid Hanasha. You have to dig after it wherever it is in the flesh. And cut out its fat from the root. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. He says that the fat of Gerenasha is Aser. Rehuda Amar Rehuda says, go memo imma shufi. One, you level it off with the rounded flesh of the thigh. And you can eat that which is beneath the surface. We see Rabbi Meir and Rehuda argue on how much of the fat of the Gerenasha is Aser, but everyone agrees that it's Aser to some level. Therefore, according to that, Rav Hoshaya couldn't have meant to exclude the fat of the Gerenasha from its Aser. So what is he talking about? Okay, says Gemara, El I Itmar Hachi Itmar. If something was said over here, this is what was said. Let's get this clear, folks. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Yoshaya, lo hilchu bo el al iske chil bavad. They follow the kula of the 9 month fetus only in reference to the matters of for eating. The chamu or mekel and a mishnah don't look at this full term fetus independent animal. They hold that this view is only respect to mutter to be eaten without shkita and the mutter of chilav and gira nasha. But other things it would mask him that it's considered a straight up animal, right? Yeah. Lamute rovo v'chorish bo. This is coming to exclude bestiality and plowing with it. Another, you know, a losachros. You can't do, no. Help me. Kilayim, Rashi says, Kilayim b'shor v'chamor d'vadi loke. You're not allowed to take this animal, put a shor, put a chamor. It's still considered an animal like that. And also, you can't do bestiality when it comes to it also. It's a real animal for that. Amir Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, so divya matzah b'chelba matzah b'dam. One who matzah is the chelav of a 9 month fetus. meaning Rabbi Huda matches the dam also. The osir bechelbo osir b'damba. They come together. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, no, afal the matter bechelbo osir b'damba. Even though it says the chelo is matter, the dam they still say is going to be osir. Eisver of Yochanan, the Rabbi Shlokish, Shimon Lokish, comes out as a kash on him from the Mishnah that says that if one shechs an animal and finds in an 8-month fetus, whether it's alive or dead, or a 9-month fetus that is dead, koru motzi es damo, we can tear the fetus and eat its meat without shechting it, but you got to take out the dam. So what do we see? We see straight up that even the blood of an 8-month fetus whose chilev is mutter, according to everyone, is going to be usher. So then clearly the tanu matz is a chilev of a full-term fetus is going to still usher the dam. No, what is Rish Lakish coming to say? He's saying that Rish Lakish means say that he's saying only that according to the one who matzes the chelov of an 9-month fetus, there's no kares for eating its dam. But he's asking that the blood is going to be usher to be eaten, right? Even according to this Tana. In fact, the Gemara Laman Kami, according to who? Do they mean to say that curries, there's no curries for eating the blood of the fetus? Rabbi Huda is going according to Rabbi Huda, because we saw that Rabbi Huda is a tana who matters the chelev. Lo ye eladam hatamsis. But let its dam be considered only like the draining blood of a regular animal. Rabbi Huda will say that curries there's going to be curries for it. There's still going to be curries for that. But even if the fetus is not considered a full-fledged animal, so that its blood is excluded from the category of, you know, dam and nefesh, the lifeblood, it's still blood, and it's at least equal to the draining blood. Since if this considers an animal's draining blood subject to kares, you should also consider the blood of a full-term fetus subject to this also. The time runs in a b'risa, dam atamsis ba'azara, the draining blood is usher with a warning. It's not punished with kares, like the lifeblood is. Rabbi Huda Omer, behi kares. One who has draining blood is going to be punished with kares. Since Rabbi Huda says that eating the draining dam gets kares, he should also say this about the full term fetus. And for the Gemara, Tikkun Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Salo Chassid the Kamei Derav Papa, Isle Rabbi Huda dam vechol dam. That is, Rabbi Huda holds that the draining blood is included for kares, because they darsh and dam and any blood. Since the word any comes to include the blood that drains, we can infer from this that blood is compared to the lifeblood, which, and therefore we say, kol hechad mechayev adam anefesh, wherever someone is chayev to kares for eating lifeblood, a regular animal, mechayev adam times is also for the draining blood. The lifeblood is that first initial blood that comes out, the draining blood is what comes after. Kol hechad lo mechayev adam anefesh, what are we now going to be chayev adam anefesh, like in the case of a fetus, which doesn't have lifeblood, lo mechayev adam times, you're not going to be chayev the adam times, you're not going to be chayev for kares for having the draining blood, or any blood, for that matter. Frag the Gemara, Ibailu, Mao liftos beben pakua. What's the din in reference to redeeming a firstborn donkey with a ben pakua? Can you do that? The Torah says that every male firstborn donkey is redeemed with a lamb or a kid which is given to a kohen. The question is this considered alive or not? Alibi the Rebbe Meir, Loti Bailach. It's not even a question. The Kevin Damish Torah Shchita says it needs Shchita. Then Semalia, who is a full straight up, you know, baby goat, baby lamb, baby kid, and therefore can be used to redeem. What's the question of the Rabbanan? Dama shchita sima mitarasa, is it considered an animal? Ma'a, what's it then? Kevri dama shchita sima mitarasa, kibisra bidikulahu, it's considered like meat in the pot, and therefore cannot be used for redemption. It's like meat inside the pot. This is the food inside the animal. Odilma, given the roid vase of roid vase, since the bimpakua is alive, it runs back and forth. Sek karina way. We call it a sin, therefore it can be used. Marzutra amar ein podin. Ravashi amar podin. Amalei Ravashi la Ravzutra, the Marzutra. So Ravashi, who says that you can, says to Marzutra, says that you can't. My daitach, what's the reason why you're saying that? The Gemara says semi psachim, because you're only zero shav says sefem psachim. It's going to lead you to think, to learn that just like a bepakua is not allowed to be used for a korban pesach, therefore it's no good to be used for a redeeming. If so, you should go further with that. Imal aholin zachar tamim ben shana, just like there in the case of the pesach, the lamb of the kid has to be a male unblemished in its first year. Safkan zachar tamim ben shana, also the idea of the redemption has to be a male unblemished in the first year. Why do you not apply these things to that as well? Tifta tifta riba. So he says, no, it's a word. Redeem, redeem includes even a lamb or a kid that does not meet the criteria as being fit for redemption. As being fit for use in redemption. Tifta tifta riba. In fact, the Gemara, so if the tifta tifta includes, redeem, redeem includes a lamb or a kid that's unlike the one used in the Korban Pesach, afilu kol milinam, then even any type of lamb or kid, including a ben pakua, should also be able to be used for redemption. Im Kain says my Zutra back and Sesa my Hanilach. Then if so, what would the Gzer Shava Sesa help for you? Since Gzer Shava teaches that the lamb of the kid used for the redemption has to be similar to the one used for the Pesach, the Korban Pesach, then for the repetition of redeem teaches that it doesn't need to be entirely similar to it. We exclude only Ben Bakua, but we include a lamb that's not a male, unblemished in its first year. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here, and I want to show you all a great, great day.